Likutei Halachos Or Chaim Hilchos Purim Halacha Dalad Al Pi Hamayim Armi Hoi Shechofetz Chaim Oyev Yomim B'Simen Lamed Gimel Ayin Shom Heitev. This chapter of Likutei Halachos is going to be based on chapter 33 in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran, and I'll try to clarify some of the points from Likutei Moran that Rav Nosson Zal is going to be using as we go along. V'haklal, the general issues for discussion over there are that Hashem's glory fills the entire world, Hashem fills all the worlds and encircles all the worlds. There is no place that's vacant of Hashem's presence. Even the places of Tumah, super Tumah, Hashem exists there. Vafilu beimke haklipois yecholon limtzo es Hashem yizborach. Even within the depths of the klipois, it's possible to find Hashem there. Umi shekoyfe es yitzroi. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that a tzaddik who is zeichet to subdue his yetzahara, to take control of his yetzahara completely and suppress it, azai kishemedaber im hagoyim. Rabbeinu Zal explains there that this tzaddik who subdues his yetzahara, when he comes into contact with the goyim, either with their speech or with their actions, the evil and the bad of what they're saying disappears, evaporates before him, and all that's left is the good. Because a Jew has inside of him Yetzer Tov, good and bad. To the extent that a Jew succeeds inside of himself in conquering the bad completely and suppressing it, this person, whenever he comes into contact with something that has good and bad, the bad will evaporate before him, and he'll be able to extract the good, and to be able to see the good, and identify it, and attach himself to the good. Rabbeinu Zal gives an example that we find among the words of the Goyim, let's say. The Gemara says that the word toitofois that we have in the Chumash, v'hoyu l'toitofois b'neinecho, regarding tefillin, the Gemara says it comes from two foreign languages, Kasvi and Afriki, two languages of the Goyim, in which tat is two in this language, and pat is two in this language. And we see that even within languages of the Goyim, there is found Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal explains there that the tzaddik who succeeds in subduing the Yetzirah inside of him, when he comes into contact with a Goy, and the Goy talks for 20 minutes, of the 20-minute speech of the Goy, 17 minutes worth, let's say, will evaporate before the tzaddik. The ra will go away, and the tzaddik will be able to grab onto, to see and attach himself to the toiv there. He'll be able to extract the toiv from the words of a Goy, or the words of a Rosha, or from the actions of a Rosha even. And a person who is zoiche to uncover the good that's found even in these bad places, that person is zoiche to ahavo shebedas. This is a term that Rabbeinu Zal coins in this chapter on Likutei Moran. And you'll see in a moment, we'll explain it in this next paragraph now. Ki yesh shnei minei ahavois. There are two types of love or kindness on the part of Hashem. Yesh ahavo shehu biyomim. There's a level of love that's within days, that's within the level of the 7 days of the week, let's say. We've spoken about this many times, that when we talk about Hashem, kaviyochel, by Hashem, there's two levels, the lower level and the upper level. The lower level of Hashem, which is called Zeranpin sometimes, refers to the 7 lower midos of Hashem, which correspond to the 7 days of the week. The upper level of Kiddusha refers to the 3 upper qualities of Hashem, Chochma Bina Das, or Keser Chochma Bina, which correspond to Olam Haba, the world to come. It's a much higher level. In this particular chapter in Likutei Moran that we're dealing with here, Rabbeinu Zal uses the term Ahavo Shebiyomim versus Ahava Shebedas. He's talking about two levels of kindness. A lower level of kindness, which is associated with the 7 days. It's associated with the 7 spheros, which begin with Chesed. And Rabbein Azal quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh a pasuk, Yoimam Yitzaveh Hashem Chazdoi. Hashem commands his Chesed, his kindness, to function Yoimam. Yoimam, it doesn't say Yoim, singular. Yoimam means plural. Throughout the days, throughout all 7 days, Chesed, which is the top sphere of the lowest 7 ones, Chesed is found in each one of the 7. Just like we say during the counting of the Omer, Chesed Shebigvura, Chesed Shebetiferes, Chesed Shebemalchus. That's called Ahavo Shebeyomim. It's a level of kindness and love that's a lower level. Yoima de Ozil im Kulhu Yoimin. This refers to the sphere of Chesed, which is the first day, and that day goes with every other day. The Chesed is found in each one of those 7 lower spheres. That's one level of Chesed or Ahava. Ve'yesh Ahava Shehu Lemalo Mehayomim, Lemalo Mehamidois. There's a second level of love and kindness, which is above these 7 days, which means it's above the midos, the 7 spheros, which are called midos. Vehi ahavo shebedas. This is called the love of the mind, not a love that manifests itself physically, but a deeper love, a higher level love. Vehi bechinas oiraiso datikos timo. This refers to the deepest level of Torah, the hidden Torah, the asid olizgal yolosid lovei, which is going to be revealed in the future. In other words, the Torah that we learn today can elevate us to certain levels of kindness, to certain levels of love of Hashem or love of our fellow man within those 7 levels. But the level of Torah that's going to be made available when Mashiach comes, that super high level of Das that's going to be given then, we're going to be zochet to a much higher level Chesed, a much higher level Ahava then. V'chol odom yochoy litoim tam oyer ho'avo shebedas. Now, Rabbein Azal explains in that chapter in the Gudimran, so do you mean to say that I'm going to have to wait until Mashiach comes to be able to taste this Ahava shebedas? And Rabbein Azal says no, that to the extent that a Jew is zoiche to attach his heart to his mind, the heart is the place where all the midos come into effect. The Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, that battle is in the heart. Rabbein Azal says there, Ayidei shemekasher liboy ledaitoi, to the extent that a Jew is zoiche to lock up his heart to his brain, that he doesn't allow his emotions and his desires to run on their own, uncontrolled, but rather he makes the mind a controller completely of the heart, where the heart, he doesn't allow the heart to act independently at all whatsoever without the brain. To that extent, that person is zoichet to ahavo shebedas, even in this world, even before Mashiach comes. And this is a major discussion in that chapter in Likutei Moran, this topic of ahavo shebechesed and ahavo shebedas. And we're going to have some information, we're going to have some discussion on it in this halacha and likutei halachos now. In order to clarify this topic of ahava shebiyomim and ahava shebedas, I'll read a small piece from the Kitzer Likutei Moran, where Rav Nosson Zal paraphrases and summarizes what Rabbein Azal explains. He says, Yesh shnei minei ahavos, achasi ahava shebiyomim, shehi bepoyal. The ahava shebiyomim or shebemidos refers to the love or kindness that people show in physical action. I lend someone money, I give someone this, I say a good word to someone. It's pa'ula, it's maisa, because the 7 lower spheros are called shiva yamei habinyan. They correspond to the activity, you know, the physical world. That we're talking about physical, tangible manifestations of love and kindness. That's called Ahava Shebiyomim or Ahava Shebemidos. Vahashenis, whereas the second Ahava, he Ahava Shehi Bekoyach. There we're talking about a level of Ahava that's internal. It's in the mind. Shehoya Ben Yisroel Avim Shebashamayim koidem habriya, shehoyu Yisrael adayim bedaitoi ubemoichoi, shehi lemala mehazman vahamidois, shehi pnimius hatoira. What's called ahava shebedas, they were tapping into the love that Hashem had for the Jewish people before he created the world. This is talking about the love that a father has for a son before the child is born. We know that a child is born through the droplets in the mind. So the kesher between a father and child begins in the das, the tipa, it's called tipe hamoyach. So the kesher, the connection between father and son, between Hashem and the Jewish people, the love that Hashem had to the Jewish people before they were created, before they actually came into being, that's called Ahavo Shebedas. And Rabbeinu Zal refers to that, and therefore it's above time, it's above it's above the concept of physical. Ulo sid lovoi, and in the future, Yafshit HaKadosh Baruch Hu es levushov hamechasna lalekusoi, Hashem is going to strip himself of all the coverings that are covering up his heavenliness, his holiness, hainu al pnimius haTorah, of which another synonym to that is the secrets of Torah. Just like today, the aspect of Torah that we're learning today is the chitzonis. We're only getting to see the hat and suit of the Torah. We're not getting to see what's inside. In the future, Kaviyochel Hashem is going to open up the chitzonis, and we're going to be able to look at the pnimius haTorah, the innermost secrets of the Torah, and the innermost depth of the Torah. Va'oz Yisrabe HaShalom, and that's why the Torah speaks about a spectacular peace that's going to exist in the world at that time. Like it says, the wolf and the sheep will live together. Why? Shetizgale ho'avo shebedas. Because again, in those then there's going to be a completely different level of love and kindness that's going to be revealed. Now we're dealing with the children's version, the little league version of Ahavo and Chesed. Then it's going to be major league, you know, super, super high level Ahav and Chesed. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. That's what we just did. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Look in chapter 33 in Likutei Moran, you'll see all of this discussed in great detail. Gam ayin maimar shel va'aye hasel oilo, b'Likutei Moran tanina, simen yud beis, ayin shom heitev. And also, look up chapter 12 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which has some of the things that we're going to refer to in this chapter of Likutei Halachos.